Welcome to Coaching in Progress, the podcast for pioneering insights, strategies, and solutions designed to empower high-impact teams and organizations. I'm Vito Abruzzi, your host, and today we'll explore the unexpected lessons from David Fincher's cult classic movie, Fight Club, that are surprisingly relevant to the modern workplace. Let's roll.
All right, ready for a deep dive that might surprise you? Today, we're tackling leadership and teamwork, but through the lens of, get this, Fight Club.
Interesting, right. I mean, it's a pretty intense film, but there are some seriously valuable lessons in there about building and motivating a team.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're going to do today, try to extract some practical leadership wisdom from Fight Club, see if we can't punch up your workplace know-how, metaphorically speaking, of course.
Of course.
So first up, the movie doesn't exactly paint a rosy picture of corporate life. Remember that whole sleeves with white collars thing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It really captures that feeling of being stuck, you know?
Yeah.
Just going through the motions, losing your creativity. And eventually that can lead to burnout. And when that happens, it impacts the whole team.
Yeah, totally. Like, who hasn't felt that at some point, right? Like, just another cog in the machine, that soul-crushing feeling. You lose that spark.
And that's where a good leader makes all the difference. Someone who can empower their team, you know? Give them the freedom to think for themselves, to own their work, to really contribute. That's how you fight back against that whole slave mentality.
Which makes me think of that line, you're not your fin khakis. I mean, on the surface, it's kind of funny, but there's a deeper leadership lesson in there, right?
Absolutely. It's a reminder that we're more than just our job titles or the clothes we wear to work. A good leader recognizes that. They see the unique strengths in each person, the hidden talents that might not even be on their resume.
So it's almost like a leader's job to help people uncover those hidden talents, right?
Yeah.
No matter what someone's official role or experience level is.
Exactly. Like, let's say you have someone on your team who's really quiet, maybe a little shy even, but they're amazing at spotting patterns, you know? Like, they can predict problems before anyone else even sees them coming.
Wow, that's like having an early warning system on your team. Super valuable.
Right. But a less effective leader might overlook that person because they're not the loudest voice in the room. But a leader who gets this Fight Club mentality, they'll see that potential and create opportunities for that person to shine.
Okay, so we've got slaves with white collars and ditching the khakis mindset. But Fight Club also throws us this line, you're not a beautiful and unique snowflake. Pretty harsh, right? So how does that fit into leadership?
Yeah, this one's a bit more challenging. But it speaks to the importance of humility when you're working as a team. You've got to check your ego at the door and focus on the bigger picture. Real success comes from working together, not from trying to be the star of the show.
So it's not about putting people down. It's about reminding everyone that we're all in this together, right? Working towards the same goal. And that's actually a pretty powerful idea. And you see it in Fight Club when all these different characters come together to form this, well, unique community.
Exactly. And that brings up another important point about diversity and inclusion in the workplace. If everyone's acting like a special snowflake, you just end up with this internal competition, this constant struggle for individual validation.
Yeah, like a team full of divas all trying to outshine each other.
Exactly. But a truly effective team embraces those different perspectives. Those differences can spark creativity and lead to better problem solving.
It's like, you know, a team of superheroes, each with their own unique superpower, all contributing to the team's overall strength.
Right. Which actually brings us to another interesting point. Remember the first rule of Fight Club?
Of course. You do not talk about Fight Club. But I'm curious, how does that translate into a leadership lesson?
Well, while transparency is important in a team, great leaders also understand the need for discretion, knowing when to hold back a little.
So it's about picking your battles, right? Knowing when to be more guarded with information.
Exactly. Sometimes sharing too much too soon can create more problems, especially if trust hasn't been built yet.
Yeah, sometimes strategic silence goes a long way. Loose lips sink ships, as they say.
Exactly. You know, another big theme in Fight Club is this idea of confronting challenges head on.
Oh, yeah. The actual fighting part of Fight Club.
Duh.
I'm guessing you're going to tell me there's a metaphor for the workplace here.
Oh, definitely. Think of it like this. Every team is going to face obstacles. The teams that succeed are the ones that tackle those challenges together. They don't avoid conflict. They lean into it.
So it's about creating a space where people feel safe to take risks, to make mistakes, knowing that the team has their back.
Exactly. It's about building that shared resilience, that feeling that you've been through the fire together and come out stronger on the other side.
Okay, so we've covered a lot already. Slaves, khakis, snowflakes, strategic sharing, and facing challenges head on. What's next on our Fight Club leadership journey?
Well, you know, one thing that really stands out about those Fight Club guys is how resilient they are and adaptable too. I mean, they're constantly facing challenges and uncertainty, but they always seem to find a way to bounce back, you know, to adjust to whatever's thrown at them.
Yeah, that's a pretty essential skill these days, right? Both in our personal lives and at work. Things change so fast, you got to be able to roll with the punches.
Exactly. And that's where leadership comes in again. A great leader can help their team become more adaptable, give them the tools and the mindset they need to navigate all that change.
So it's more than just telling people to be more resilient. It's about creating a culture that actually supports resilience.
Absolutely. Imagine a workplace where it's okay to experiment, to try new things, even if they might fail. That's a really powerful way to build resilience.
Because failure becomes a learning opportunity, not like the end of the world.
Exactly. And, you know, another key ingredient is a leader who encourages continuous learning, continuous development. You're constantly giving your team the chance to improve their skills, learn new things, so they're ready for whatever comes next.
So it's almost like shifting the mindset from fear of change to, like, embracing change as an opportunity for growth and innovation.
Precisely. And that's where the real power of leadership lies. Not just helping teams survive change, but helping them thrive in it.
That's awesome. And I think it ties in perfectly with what we've been talking about, this whole idea of finding your value in how you contribute to the team's success.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that the core message of Fight Club? We're all part of something bigger than ourselves, and our individual contributions actually matter.
Moving away from that me mindset and toward a more collaborative spirit, everyone working toward a common goal.
Beautifully put. It makes me think about our listeners. How can they apply these Fight Club lessons to their own roles, whether they're leading a team or contributing as a team member?
Ooh, good question. So for everyone listening, think about your own work experiences. Where can you embrace these principles? How can you be a more effective, collaborative, and resilient member of your team?
I love that challenge. You know, it could be something as small as speaking up in a meeting with a new idea or offering to help a colleague who's feeling overwhelmed. Little things can make a big difference.
Exactly. And just to be clear, while Fight Club might be about, you know, fighting, we're not actually advocating for brawls in the workplace.
Oh, of course not. It's more about channeling that Fight Club energy, that passion and drive into positive change, creating a workplace where everyone feels empowered to give their best.
Who knows? Maybe we can even make work a little less like a soul-crushing Fight Club and a little more like a place where people can truly thrive.
Now, that's a goal worth fighting for.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to thank everyone for joining us on this kind of unexpected journey into the world of Fight Club. I hope you've gained some insights into leadership, teamwork, and finding inspiration in, let's say, unconventional places.
Absolutely. You know, it's been awesome exploring these ideas with you, and we hope you'll join us again next time for another deep dive. Until then, keep learning, keep growing, and keep fighting for what you believe in. Metaphorically, of course.
You know, it's interesting when you think about Fight Club. Yeah, it's about this underground world of fighting, but it's also about something like deeper, right? You know, it's interesting when you think about Fight Club. Yeah, it's about this underground world of fighting, but it's also about something like deeper.
Right. It is. It's about that human need for connection, belonging, finding your tribe.
Yeah.
Even if it's in a really weird, unexpected place, like these characters are searching for meaning in a world that feels kind of empty and isolating.
Yeah, I get that. We all want to feel like we're part of something bigger,
right?
Like what we do matters.
Absolutely. And when you think about it at work, that's where a good leader can make a huge difference. If you create a place where people feel valued, you know, respected and connected to a shared purpose, that's how you tap into that and make it powerful.
So as we wrap up this whole Fight Club thing, what's the one thing you hope people take away?
Don't be afraid to challenge how everyone else thinks. Look for inspiration in weird places.
Because sometimes the most valuable lessons come from the most unexpected sources.
Exactly. And Fight Club, even though it's raw and controversial, it gives us some really interesting perspectives on how people work and what makes a strong team.
It reminds us there's no one right way to be a leader. Just like those guys in the movie, we need to adapt, learn, and grow.
Well said. So we'll leave you to think about the strange wisdom of Fight Club. We hope this deep dive has sparked some new ideas and got you thinking differently about leadership and teams. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep fighting for what you believe in, metaphorically, of course.
Thank you for joining me on Coaching in Progress. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to read the Coaching in Progress newsletter on LinkedIn, where we discuss the insights and strategies covered. Let's keep the conversation going. Follow along and stay connected for more tools to empower your teams and elevate your leadership. Goodbye.